Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. Premier demands apology from China over melamine. Probe. Liu Zhaoxuan said he would help firms seek compensation from Chinese manufacturers that had sold them contaminated products. Premier Liu Zhaoxuan yesterday demanded an apology from China for allowing products contaminated with melamine to be exported to Taiwan. I hereby demand that the Chinese government apologize to us for the panic that the food safety problem in China had caused in Taiwan. The Premier said during a question and answer session at the legislature. Liu made the remarks in response to a question from Democratic Progressive Party legislator Li Junyi on whether the government would demand an apology from China over the issue. It was discovered 2 weeks ago that 25 tons of milk powder imported from China's Sanlu Group in June as an ingredient for food manufacturing contained dangerously high levels of melamine. Last week, officials discovered that some Chinese non-dairy creamers and malt extract imports were also contaminated with the chemical, resulting in a massive recall of products. Liu said the government had taken several steps to ensure food safety in the wake of the dairy product scare, including dispatching a delegation of health experts to China in a bid to establish a cross-strait food emergency channel as well as food safety mechanisms that would be acceptable to both sides of the Taiwan Strait. The government's policy is clear, he said. That is, the safety of all products on the nation's store shelves must be ensured. The delegation returned home on Monday after a 3-day trip to Beijing. Liu vowed to help local businesses that have suffered losses because of the milk powder scandal seek compensation from the Chinese manufacturers through negotiation between the Mainland Affairs Council, MAC, and China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS. He said, the government was still compiling information on the losses incurred by domestic businesses, but estimated the losses could add up to between 7 billion new Taiwanese dollars or 217.6 million US dollars and 8 billion new Taiwanese dollars if all of the products that have been pulled off shelves needed to be destroyed. The government was still conducting a thorough investigation into the Chinese products that have been seized by the Department of Health to determine the extent of the Chinese manufacturer's liability, Liu said. Department of Health Minister Ye Jinchuan said at the question and answer session that about 1,000 bags of dairy ingredients seized by her department had been confirmed to have been contaminated by melamine. However, she said, The department needed more proof that the tainted ingredients came from China's 中石都庆 Shandong Biotech Company before the government could seek compensation. MAC Chairwoman Lai Xingyuan said yesterday the government would establish with ARATS an official food safety alert channel for health officials within 1 week.